Hi everyone. Yes, you're right. We're finally back with the fifth episode of the Iran Sound from Way Out. Remember, for this episode, we promised to talk to a very young Iranian rock band called Yellow Dogs. But before we get there, let's finish listening to one of their songs, Dragon Flower. Siavash, Obash, Surush, Lulush, Kurosh, Kuri, and Zina, or Sina, they're all here with us.
And we are the Yellow Dogs.
So first of all, guys, you were featured in Behman Qobadi's film No One Knows About Persian Cats. And in the film, there is a scene that you're rehearsing in kind of a handmade, soundproof room on the roof. Was that actually the place you rehearsed?
Yes, that was actually our practicing space that we built with our hands, like back in 2006, something like that.
The thing is, back in Iran, before the movies got released, we didn't have like lots of fans in Tehran. The thing is, I think this kind of people that's getting interested after the movie.
A lot of artists who worked under the pressure in Iran, inside Iran, and then they left the country and they struggled to continue what they love to do. A lot of great works of a lot of great artists we had, mostly like is more about like 20, 30 years ago, because the new generation is more kind of balanced with what's happening in the world. But most of them, they lost what was very special in their art after they left the country. Do you think in any way living in New York right now is affected your music?
Our music is kind of urban, stressful music, I think. It's true, like, it's, like, under the pressure, maybe sometimes you make, a more influential kind of music. But the thing is that, like, a lot of Iranian artists, when they get out of here, they think that they lost, they're losing their origin, and they're not, like, that kind of, like, fit in that culture anymore. They, again and again and again, they stick with this Iranian nationality. And even in here, they're like, when there's something happening in Iran, in here, even if they are not in that kind of situation, when like something like Green Movement happened, so they, in here they start like singing or like writing or exaggerating in somehow and try to show it to the foreigners.
But sometimes some of them, not all of them, some of them are using this situation for making some buzz.
Making a name for themselves.
Yeah. We don't like to use our Iranian nationality for be famous and make.
Yeah, there's people like dying for this kind of for this reason, and here we exaggerate all these topics just to go to festivals and make money out of it. I don't know, it's like a coin, it's got two sides. In one side, you show the world that this thing is going on, but in the other side, you're using this thing to make a name for yourself.
Talking about what happened after the Green Movement, so was it really difficult those days for you before you decide to leave?
That time we were in the middle of it, and we were totally like, our friends were in trouble. A lot of our friends were in trouble. They, like, I don't know, there's some of them, they went to hospitals, some of them went to jail, and we were truly understand what's really happening here. And like, from the government, there was like some cops that we don't know, like they were governmental cops, or they came and started photographing that doghouse, our practicing room that we had on the rooftop, and the attention was more after the film, but they had bigger issues in those times, like problems with Green Movement and these kind of things. But we smell that it might be a little bit dangerous. Because, especially for our music, because our music is like, we sing in English, and like most of the people don't really understand what I'm saying. But if you like go and check out like our lyrics, they are really aggressive, and really, really aggressive in some points. Like, really like direct about sex, or direct about the whole life.
Producer Kristen DZ wrote a question here, which we were discussing before we start this interview. And for her, as an American, is not really easily understandable why young bands playing rock, hip-hop, playing punk rock, coming from Iran, and they choose English instead of Farsi to sing. If you just cut off the language, which is Farsi in this case, and well, your music has the energy of Tehran. When I listen to some of your songs, I feel Tehran. It reminds me of some strong pressure, tension that city has.
I think it's the only like problem with singing in Farsi. It's only rock, because with hip hop, it's totally fit. You know, when you like write a song, somehow you imagine the audience that they're going to listen to your song. You didn't want to just like play for the Iranian community and only Iranian people. We really, from the beginning, we decided to just play what we really like, the music that we really admire. We really try to play that kind of music and really don't care about the language, because we wanted to play for the whole world. We didn't want to just play for the Iranian people.
And guys, do you think if the situation changes, will you go back to Iran and perform?
If the situation totally changes, totally from the fundament change, and we could easily play without anything, yeah, why not? If we bring the whole gang and like play a festival or something like that, yes, we'd do that.
What are you up to and what is next?
Right now there's a lot of stuff going on, like with special, like with this EP. We recorded this EP with Keith Souza, who's like a producer of really good bands like Battles. And we're releasing it soon. It's called In the Canal, the Yellow Dogs In the Canal. And maybe we're going to 99%, we're going to South by Southwest 2011 this year. We're going to play some shows there and come back again to Brooklyn and grow our fan base here. And our new project with Ali Eskandarian and Ali and the Dogs, I'm so excited about it too. This is the first interview that we are mentioning Ali and the Dogs, but we're going to play like in 2 days, like the day after tomorrow, we're going to play in the neighborhood together.
This is the Iran sound from Way Out. Sedaye Iran.
And now we are back with a special announcement. In the next episode, we'll be speaking with the famous Iranian singer Mahsa Vahdat. Mahsa is an extremely well-known Iranian artist who has taken her classical singing around the world. In Iran, women are forbidden to sing publicly unless as a part of an all-women choir. She has also collaborated with the various European and American artists. So she'll be speaking with us from her home in Tehran, but the best introduction perhaps is to listen to one of her songs, Mahsa Vahdat. I'm sure you will enjoy it.
زن غلطی اطلسی ها را برگ افرا در باغ رویا ها بلبلی می خاند سایه می مارد مست تنها.
I want to be the breeze playing with the curve of your black and shiny hair. And the dizzy specks of dust softly dancing, softly dancing on your skin, baby. Whoa. I wanna be your clothes, feeling the shape of your body while you walk, getting warm with every touch and every friction with your curves.
نگاه تو شکفه آه تو حرم دستان تو گرمی جان تو با نفس ها به من گفتی تا که دل دریا کن بندگی سوبا کن ابر باران زا شب بوی دریا به ساحل ها موج بی تا بی را در قدم های پادر به سال رویا گردش ماهی ها بوسی ما بوسی ما.
I want to be your view, some nature made by God, where your lovely eyes, where your lovely eyes can rest, baby, to be able to reflect such a wondrous light, such a wondrous light, such a wondrous light of love, baby. Of love. Such a wondrous light of love.